Well, let's talk about Nick Taylor's great performance this weekend. Adam Stanley joins us from Sportsnet to talk about it. Adam, thanks for being with us. Always nice to talk golf, and always nice, especially when we're talking about a Canadian winning. Nick Taylor certainly stood down some very big names in golf to get this done today, didn't he?
He did, and not only did he have to stare down some of the biggest names in the sport, obviously paired with Phil Mickelson today in the final round, final pairing on a Sunday at Pebble Beach, a place that Phil's won five times previously, but he almost had to look at himself and kind of work through maybe some inner demons or some things that he brought on himself. This was not a easy day of golf. He had to deal with his own personal pressures. He had to deal with a crowd that was probably very pro-Phil. He had to deal with the uncertainty of a big lead being shrunk to a small lead, then having to kind of hang on at a very tough stretch of this golf course all through the afternoon. So it was amazing to see Nick do this. It's going to be amazing to see all of the extra stuff that Nick gets from this victory, including getting a spot in the Masters. But I just think, you know, this is one of these guys who has already proven that he could win on the PGA Tour and then proved it again today, staring down one of the biggest names in golf in Phil Mickelson and really holding his own all day long today.
Well, he did a great job indeed. And at 31 years of age, I don't know if it's surprising when you see a guy, you know, he's not coming out of nowhere because he's won on the tour before, as you said, and he's had his moments. But boy, to win on this stage and so definitively, that's got to be something that's just encouraging for him. And maybe he becomes one of these guys, and we've seen them, you know, Adam, some golfers are better golfers in their 30s and are when they were in their 20s.
Definitely. And when you look at somebody like Nick Taylor from a personal life perspective, he just had a son in October, first child. So he's a first time father. And when you add that layer to the performance for a lot of these guys, we do see that once they become parents, once they become somebody who plays for something other than themselves, they don't care as much if they have a poor performance on the golf course. You know, their young child's there laughing, smiling, having a time, no matter what they did at, you know, the office that day. So they were all smiles. His wife, Andy, and son, Charlie, were right there off the 18th green to celebrate together. And this is a guy who, you know, like you said a few minutes ago, has won on the tour before. He was the number one ranked amateur. He was an absolute star in college. But now at 31, a first-time parent, now a multiple-time winner on the PGA Tour. Professional golf, it's difficult to win. It's difficult to win on the stage. But Nick Taylor made it look easy this week. And with, you know, the personal life, everything's so great there. The fact that he's won again and can play in all these other bigger tournaments, I wouldn't be surprised to see Nick Taylor in his 30s just have a really nice run.
Great story. Adam Stanley is with us from Sportsnet. Nick Taylor wins the AT&T by four shots. Phil Mickelson, his playing partner today, winds up five shots back. And what a great performance by Nick Taylor. Looked like he might be losing it later in the round, had the double bogey, but really solidified himself so nicely down the stretch and was able to get those birdies and what have you. And I think that maturation process of his personal life maybe has something to do with that, because Adam, that's one thing, and I'm not taking anything away from what he did or any Canadian golfer, but there's always that, because we're watching it here and we're excited looking at it. You're thinking, oh, four shot lead, oh, it's two shots, here we go, until you cash in. But you know, when you win the second time, that kind of stigma is sometimes removed.
It is. And when you think, okay, he's paired with Phil Mickelson, a guy who's won five times here, a major champion, et cetera, et cetera, World Golf Hall of Famer, well, maybe this was the time that Nick Taylor was going to start sliding down that leaderboard. And the good thing is, you know, Phil wasn't really making any counter-punching moves back to him. You know, Nick went bogey, bogey, par, and then made a double bogey, but bounced back nicely with two birdies late. In that time, Phil didn't make any moves to cut his lead at all. Nick was still playing with the lead, even though he was having a bit of a tough run through the middle of the round, like you said. So combination of the maturation, combination of You know, just knowing that the wind was blowing hard for everybody out there, the golf course was playing difficult for everyone. And as long as Nick just stayed steady, he'd still be able to take the lead into the final few holes where a lot of danger resided. So he was able to do just that. He was able to stare down, you know, somebody like Phil. He was able to take this tournament, which in its format is very odd. They play three different golf courses the first 3 days. They're long, long rounds. It's the pro-am format. Then they go back to Pebble Beach on for Sunday's finale. So the whole tournament itself, you really have to be mentally strong to play well. And the fact that Nick was able to lead wire to wire after every single day, all week long, at three different golf courses, just really speaks to his skill set and you know, his mental fortitude as well on a week like this.
Well, and you alluded earlier, and it bears you know, some more discussion, is having to overcome a lot of things, his own personal demons, Phil Mickelson, some star players, Jason Day in the field as well. I mean, some good golfers chasing him, but the crowd reaction, and you know, another thing those of us here in the studio watching it are saying is, here's Phil Mickelson at 49. How many more chances is he going to have to win PGA tournaments? And so the sentimental favorite, without question, had to be him with the crowd. Who doesn't want to see Lefty win another one as he pushes age 50? And he was able to do that as well. But let's talk about Mickelson. And it does show you, people who don't think you can win golf tournaments, deep onto the calendar, 44-year-old Tiger Woods has five more years before he's as old as Lefty is. What a performance by him.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, he's back at a place where he has so much comfort. And of course, the crowd is going to be cheering for the Californian in Phil. And, you know, he's long made his roots there. And he's had so much success at Pebble that's part of it, too. But you're right. I mean, this is a guy who, he jokes about it. And, you know, he's out there hitting bombs, but he's not hitting it any shorter than the guys on the regular tour. He's just not going to be playing on PGA Tour champions once he turns 50 later this year. He's going to be still, as much as he can, competing, and if this week is any indication, contending on PGA Tour leaderboards for, you know, as long as he can do it. So, you know, not all that surprising to see him run out of gas a little bit late this week after having played in Saudi Arabia last week. So, you know, he had to make the 11 time zones jump and come all the way back and then tee it up for this week. But he's still a guy who can put four good rounds together. You know, Phil is Phil. He's going to hit those creative shots. He's going to hit those funky shots, and he's going to have some fun out there. But, you know, I think that this is a guy who is just not going to be counted out anytime soon. And it's hard to think. The guy's 49. Of course, you could start to count him out, but Phil is not like most guys out there, certainly at that age. So nice to see Phil on or near the top of the leaderboard this week.
Finished in third spot at 14 under par. Jason Day had a shot, but his round fell apart relatively early. And a final round 75 has got to be disappointing.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a guy who is trying to turn things around after a really disappointing 2019 year. He had to withdraw from playing in the President's Cup in his native Australia because of an injury. You know, he's just trying to get back into the PGA Tour's winner circle for the first time in a little while as well. So, you know, Jason Day is a past champion at Pebble Beach. He's played well there before. To end the day with a 75, definitely disappointing. But again, you know, maybe we're seeing some glimpses of Jason Day, the former world number one golfer, who can come back and maybe have a nice run as well. So, you know, big names near the top of this leaderboard, but a Canadian, Nick Taylor, managed to top them all, which is super cool.
Super cool. It makes for a great story indeed. Adam Stanley does golf coverage for the PGA Tour and for Sportsnet, joins us on a regular basis. And Adam, thanks for jumping in today to talk about this great win for Nick Taylor. Always great to have you on, but especially when a Canadian is at the top of the leaderboard. Thanks so much.
Thank you.